The problem they've got, and I've had this now from more than one legal source, is that if they say, yeah, okay, it's been proven, we're really sorry, we apologise to you personally, again, there is another burden of proof. You have to go to the civil courts.
That's right.
To pursue it, and that could be used in evidence against them. And their advice, all their advice. I have to tell you that even Cameron Fife said to me yesterday that if he was handling the case in behalf of Quarriers rather than against Quarriers, he'd give them precisely the same advice.
Of course, yeah. They've got to protect the business.
Yeah.
It is a business at the end of the day.
Yeah, it is a business.
Mm-hmm. We are people, but, I think the insurance companies look at it as a business.
Oh, very much.
And it's a business decision.
Yeah, it is to them. Anyway, we're just about there.
Okay.
If you want to... Okay, here we go. David Whelan, you were a victim of the former Quarriers house father, John Porteous. Many people might wonder why it took you 30 years to seek justice.
I never sought justice. Basically, I had put the issue behind me and I was getting on with my life. I received a call from the abuser's wife asking me to support a position which I couldn't, as allegations had been made against him. And the reason I couldn't support that was because I knew that he had actually abused me. And after that phone call, I actually went directly to the police on the advice of my older sister, who I actually told then about the abuse.
In spite of the fact that, as you say, you had put the whole thing behind you, you suddenly found that you had to do something about it.
Mrs. Porteous, when she called me, opened up a can of worms. I had put the... When I say I put the abuse behind me, the abuse was there. I got on with my life. I had some counselling in relation to it in the 80s. But Mrs. Porteous reawakened issues that basically I had buried.
Porteous is behind bars, but you don't seem satisfied that the guilty person has been punished. Why not?
Mr. Porteous and Mrs. Porteous and their supporters have continued to call myself and others liars, even though he was convicted on overwhelming evidence in a court of law. And that is the reason why we seek an inquiry into Quarriers.
Quarriers are now the object of most of your activity. What do you want from them? Do you want to see the organisation punished as well?
No, I don't believe the organisation today should be punished, but I don't believe Quarriers issue statements in saying that they are a changed organisation today.
Is there any doubt of that?
Yes, in my view there is, and in the view of others who are in our group there is, because Quarriers have also issued the same statements in the past, in 1984 in the Sunday Mail, similar statements to what Mr. Robinson issues today, and at the time abuse was going on.
Are you and I able to accept Quarriers' position? I know that you have said repeatedly you want an apology, but do you understand their position? If they apologise to you or any other individual survivor, they lay themselves open to crushing compensation claims.
First of all, these crimes committed against my person and other individuals have already been proven in the courts. So the people, it's been proven against them. I believe that Quarriers, and by Quarriers I mean their insurers, have a duty to sit down with the victims in deciding the way forward. And it may not necessarily mean compensation, it may mean other areas of help. There has been no help from Quarriers, but there's been statements saying they will provide the help. The victims will not go back to Quarriers due to the fact we do not trust the organisation, because that's where the abuse took place in the first place.
For the record, David, do you want to see Quarriers damaged or destroyed?
No, I don't.
The organisation today, is not a lot like the one that you knew.
But it
does do very vital work with a great number of unfortunate individuals and families. If Quarriers is to be damaged, these are the people who will suffer.
Now, I don't agree with you. We have a duty to expose what's going on to prevent this ever happening on the scale that it's happened before. I don't know of any other organisation that has had so many ex-employees convicted and where there has not been an inquiry. Now, I believe that Quarriers should invite the Scottish Executive to undertake an inquiry. When I mean an inquiry, I mean a full inquiry based on the type of inquiry that was undertaken by the Irish government in relation to the Ferns report.
And that would satisfy you?
That would satisfy me. It would give us, the victims, a chance to be able to go and tell our stories. They've already been told in courts of law. They've already been upheld. But we would be able to ensure that the Quarriers of yesterday was properly investigated. It could ensure that it would not be able to happen on a scale that it's happened before.
What makes you think with modern childcare methods that this could possibly happen on this scale again?
Well, the problem is with an institution like Quarriers and any other big institution like that. You have nepotism, you have, where the Quarriers of old have given people jobs, they've provided housing, and I'd hate to say this, but in my view it was all done on favours and scratch my back, and you know, as long as you support the Quarriers' view that no abuse took place.
You're a very intelligent and knowledgeable man, David. Surely you know that attitudes back at the time that we're talking about towards childcare were quite different. And that Quarriers, if anything, were slightly better than other people, than other organisations.
I think you only have to look at the statement that the chief executive of Quarriers, Phil Robinson, issued to the media in the Sunday Herald, the 26th of May 2002. And he recognised, some people say that the offences took place happened in a time when it was common for adults to be very strict with children, but I want to say that the allegations go far beyond that, and they can't be seen to be acceptable in any era. That's my answer to your question.
There were attitudes which were different, though. People didn't quite believe that somebody who was put in a position of trust would misuse that trust.
From my own experience and from my sister's experience, the both of us were brought up in Quarriers. We brought to the attention of the Quarriers senior management the abuse that was taking place in relation to ourselves and some other children in the homes. While we were in the homes.
Who did you report this to?
We reported it to the senior managers, the former directors of Quarriers. If you want me to name them, I'm more than happy to name them on your programme.
Well, I will raise one name. I have spoken to Dalden Barr, who
right.
I think was probably deputy director around the time that you were there.
Right.
Dalden Barr has no recollection of any complaint ever being made by any child about abuse. How do you explain that?
Well, how does he explain that the police investigated children? The police brought children back after they absconded. Some of the reports are actually in the children's files today. How does he explain that?
How do you explain that not only Quarriers staff were involved with the children, there were social workers, there were medical staff, there were teachers, there were domestics, there were lots of people who had no axe to grind, and it would appear that no one among these adults raised any concerns with anyone?
I don't actually believe that. I believe that if you take an example of one of the perpetrators, Mr. Wilson, Sandy Wilson, who was convicted, he was actually reported. He was actually sent on gardening leave for a year. That was Quarriers' way of doing business in the old days. And then he was brought back. And he actually had abused two young employees. Now,
haven't you just put your finger on it? That was the way things were done in the old days. People didn't know any better at that time, did they?
What, are you saying that the abuse of children was acceptable? The sexual abuse of children was acceptable? The sexual abuse of young employees was acceptable? And that employees should just be sent on gardening leave and then be brought back to continue in their position? I don't think in any generation or any organisation that would be acceptable at any time. Not today, not yesterday.
Do you think that Phil Robinson, as chief executive, would put up with any of that sort of thing? Do you consider him an honourable man?
I consider Phil Robinson honourable, yes. I believe he has tried, through a difficult position, to find a way forward. But Mr. Robinson is stuck because the insurance companies won't allow him to apologise wholeheartedly, without any reservations and publicly, to any of the victims.
Do you agree that he is a sympathetic man?
I believe he's sympathetic, but being sympathetic is not going to resolve the issue.
No. But do you feel that he could go further than he has gone at the moment to make amends?
I believe he could go a lot further. I believe Quarriers could go a lot further. It was me who instigated a meeting with Quarriers. It was me who instigated... I wrote to Quarriers straight after the trials of John Porteous, because I was shocked that there was no one there at the trial from Quarriers to offer any counselling or anything, just in support. And we may all now be adults, but I can assure you I have met many people who are very, very damaged, and that includes my sister, myself. I've had to have counselling since the trial, and, you know, none of that has been offered or
But you said, David, that you would not want to go back to Quarriers, you wouldn't trust Quarriers.
I personally...
Quarriers have, in fact, employed 2 aftercare workers. I know this for a fact.
Well, my understanding is that they have 1 aftercare worker, and I've met her, and her name is Pam Barr.
There is another.
Okay, well, I'm not aware of that. That's the first I've heard of that, right?
Her help was available had you or your sister chosen to take it.
Right. First of all, someone had gone to Pampar, who's in our group, and she was told that it wasn't a Quarriers' problem. She should go to her council for any help. I raised this issue with Quarriers.
I can't accept that answer without putting it to Pampar, which I will do.
I'm more than happy for you to put it to Pampar and put it to Quarriers. I have a letter where Phil Robinson has asked me about the matter, which was raised with them.
Okay. Quarriers, as I told you before this interview began, has in fact suggested a commission like there was in Northern Ireland. What would the outcome of that commission have to be to satisfy you?
The commission in Northern Ireland, if it's based on the same thing that the executive are talking about, Mr. Tom Shaw's remit, first of all, it's too narrow. People who have been through the court system are not allowed to give any statements to it. So, in my view, any commission set up would have to be based on the Irish situation, and it would have to be based on the Ferns report. That is the only thing that's going to resolve this situation. Also, Quarriers, in my view, what other organisation has had so many people convicted? A care organisation in the UK and has not instigated an inquiry, their government.
Quarriers, perhaps, from their perspective, have perhaps been unfortunate at being the first organisation where cases of this kind came to light. Do you have any doubt that other organisations have got similar problems?
Well, I understand that there probably is other issues out there which haven't been dealt with. You just have to look at the Catholic Church situation in Ireland.
The Catholic Church situation here, there is a lawyer I have spoken to who has got 800 cases of child abuse in his books. Only 25 of them come from Quarriers. The majority of the rest come from the Catholic Church in Scotland.
There's your answer. But the problem is... people say we recognised it happened, but they haven't actually sat down with the victims to say, what is it we can do for you? What is it we can resolve this situation?
I'm speaking to Peter Peacock on Monday. If there's one question you would like me to put to him, what would it be?
Can you ask him why myself and others have not been part of any of the processes, given that we have written to Jack McConnell on the 12th of August of this year asking to be part of the processes? And I'm talking about myself and others in the group that I represent. We wrote to the First Minister and we asked to be included. And to date, Erica Burberry, who wrote back to me, has still not contacted me.
Okay, I'll put that question to him. David Whelan, thank you.
Thank you very much. Thanks, Colin.
David, hang on a sec.
Okay.
Right. David, my producer has just asked me to ask you one more question.
Yeah.
And it's a good one. You've been looking for an inquiry. How would such an inquiry in any way mend the damage that's been done to you and people in a similar position?
First of all, there's people like myself who we would be able to go and in an educated fashion explain what went on. It would be open. It should be public. And it would allow the organisation Quarriers to move on from what's happened and not be tainted by the past.
But if the risk remains that if they are open and honest, they are then leaving themselves wide open to damages claims, which could effectively ruin the organisation.
I don't believe that's the case, Colin. They're insured. Their insurers, Mr. Robinson's on record saying that any libel claims would be met by their insurers. Compensation is not necessarily the answer to all these cases. But Quarriers haven't, and their insurance haven't tested the water. As far as I'm concerned, what they've done is they continue to deny that the abuse took place in the first place.
Because of this invidious position that they find themselves in. Maybe there is a change in the law required, David, rather than continuing to pursue Quarriers in this fashion.
Well, when you say we continue to pursue Quarriers, can I just say to you on this note, myself and my sister were given anonymity, and as were others in this case. Quarriers' former employees decided to go into the media, BBC Scotland Frontline, and publicise their case and allege a miscarriage of justice when none existed in law. And actually, they brought us into the media. And as I said before, we have every right to highlight our case. We have every right to support the victims, and we have every right to say where we believe that things should be done differently. Now, until the executive and Quarriers invite us and to be part of all the processes they've set up, then there won't be closure on these issues.
Okay. I think you've made that clear, David, and thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Thanks, Colin.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That was a wee bit rough for you, David. I'm sorry about that.
No. I hope I've answered your questions.
I think you have.
I mean, it depends how you edit it. I'm quite aware of that. I wonder if you'll put the Frontline Scotland bit in.
Well, we've got, 27 minutes in which to tell the case. I think there's maybe more telling stuff to come out from you than that. But I take your point, and I think Anna, who's through the glass here, takes your point as well.
Well, the problem is it's perceived. You see, your interview is slightly perceiving that we're attacking Quarriers.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not been the case. We were brought into these issues by people bringing us into the media.
Yeah, I fully appreciate that. And my position here, and I told you before we went into the interview, that what I'm doing is looking at this very, very difficult position that Quarriers as an organisation is in. And I happen to think that Quarriers today is doing a very good job.
I don't doubt they're doing a very good job.
And I would hate to see all these hundreds of families and individual kids and who else suffer if Quarriers suffer.
But Colin, if we don't have an inquiry, if we don't have a proper investigation into the past organisation, can you honestly sit there and say that you know that there's no abuse going to happen in the future?
No, I don't think anybody can say
that.
No,
nobody can say that, but we can certainly say that if you put a system in like the Irish have done in the Ferns report and things like that, I think you could say that you've looked at the whole process and how is that allowed to happen.
Yeah.
Now, in my view, the two directors, including Mr. Dunbar and Mr. Mortimer, should actually be charged.
Hmm. Glad you didn't say that.
Well, I was going to say it. But that's my view.
Yeah. Okay. David, thank you very much.
Take care. Bye.
You too. Bye-bye.